Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for watching this video. So in this video, I'm going to ask whether the Ukraine war will spread to the Republic of Moldova. And there's a considerable chance that it will. So I say the Republic of Moldova to avoid confusion with Moldova, the region of Romania, which is adjacent to it. In case you're geographically challenged, let me point out that Moldova has got Romania to its west and Ukraine to its east. And it has no other neighbors, and it has no littoral. So the Republic of Moldova has changed hands many times over the centuries. It's been a province of the Ottoman Empire. It's been part of the Russian Empire. It's been part of Romania for some time. And it's been independent since 1991. But the eastern edge of it is Transnistria. And when Moldova became independent in 1991, Russia immediately started a civil war. By having Transnistria break away, and Transnistria is de facto independent, or perhaps you might say a satrapy of the Russian Federation since 1991. There are 1,700 Russian soldiers there, Russia says as peacekeepers, but they're illegally occupying some of Moldovan sovereign soil. The Moldovan government doesn't want them there. And so Transnistria is a place that doesn't exist. You can see a documentary about it that calls it that. So is this legal nowheresville? Yes, legally it is part of the Republic of Moldova, but in effect, the Moldovan government has no control over it. And you can do all sorts of dodgy things there. There are banks there, which obviously registered in Moldova, but the Moldovan government has no control over. I know some people who'd never even been to Moldova. They had a car registered in Moldova and things like that. So for money, you can get anything, but don't think you should have any, you'll have any rights there. They say Transnistria is like a time warp, still like the Soviet Union never ended, and it uses Russian way more than the rest of the country, because Moldova's got two official languages, Romanian and Moldovan. And in the 90s, they briefly said their language was Romanian and Russian. They briefly said their language is Moldovan, but really that's a dialect of Romanian, like 95% the same as Romanian. They use some antiquated words. It's acquired some Russian accretions. But, you know, apart from those Russian loanwords, the comprehensibility between Romanian and the Moldovan version of the language is very high indeed. They're virtually identical. I mean, I only ever spent 2 days in Moldova ever, and I understand Moldovan no problem whatsoever. Anyway, so despite the fact that most people are, when you say ethnically Romanian, certainly Romanian speaking, there's a bit of a split between East and West. But a high majority of the people, like at least 70%, would like to accede to the European Union. And last year, Moldova applied for candidate status to the European Union. And indeed, it was accorded the candidate member status of the European Union, which doesn't guarantee they're going to get in, and certainly no time soon. Remember, Turkey's had candidate status since 1987. Of course, back then it was about joining the European Economic Community. And there are 27 member states. To join, all 30 need to approve, and one of them could easily block you. Moldova pointedly is not applying for a membership of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. But some Russian warmongers have said we must liberate Russian-speaking people who are oppressed in Moldova. They're particularly talking about Transnistria, and this land bridge from southern Russia connect them to Ukraine, would then go on to Moldova if they conquer the last bit of the Ukrainian coast. And so far, they're not getting there. But there's the Shor Party, run by Ilan Shor, who's this chap in his 30s, who's Kremlin-aligned and always speaking up for Russia. So they are orchestrating these protests, saying we're very badly treated, we want to unite with Russia. And Russia supplied most of the oil and gas. They deliberately cut most of it off over the past few years to send prices sky high, to make sure that inflation is rocketing and so on, to really put the frighteners on the Moldovans that if you don't cooperate with us, we'll freeze you into submission. And it's the same tactic they've tried in Ukraine in a rather more violent manner. But the SBU, that's the Ukrainian intelligence service, a couple of months ago, they informed the Moldovans of a plot to overthrow President Maia Sandu. She's the first woman to be the Moldovan head of state, and she's a Harvard-educated economist. And indeed, her prime minister for a while was also female and also a Harvard graduate, but that woman's resigned. So Putin is worried about this Western-oriented government, about democracy, about free expression, about the freedom of conscience and so on, fair elections. That is a mortal threat to Russia's regime because it would jeopardize it. You know, the more this succeeds in former Soviet countries, Ruskies might start to ask, why can't we have freedom at home? Why do we have to be tyrannized? They're not oppressed. They're doing better than us. Now, Moldova is a small country. is like maybe the size of Northern Ireland. It's got 2.7 million people. And until the Ukraine war began, it was the least economically developed in Europe. An awful lot of Moldovans have moved abroad for a better life. And they can get Romanian citizenship like that. Now, they get it, often not because they want to live in Romania, but to move west because they can earn more money in Western Europe. The 1,700 Russian soldiers illegally occupy Moldova have been there for over 30 years on the ground that they are unable to remove their weapons. 32 years on, they can't take their weapons out. Well, what a grossly incompetent, imbecilic, and useless army it must be. The Russian army managed to remove its munitions from dozens of countries after the Cold War, but they can't remove them from Moldova. Remember, in the old days, in the 90s, they had friendly relations with Ukraine. There would be no problem with them going all the way across Ukraine back home to Russia. So it's just an excuse to be there. But they used to fly in and out via Chisinau, the main Moldovan airport, and the Moldovan government would allow this just to try and keep Russia sweet because they didn't want to be frozen to death in winter, make things even worse. And even Moldova proper, the area of the country controlled by the Moldovan government, there are some people who are Moscow aligned. So the Moldovan government is worried about being overthrown. And the intelligence from the Ukrainians said that Russia was going to orchestrate sabotage and have Russians, Belarusians, Serbians, Montenegrins on their side. Now, I don't know this to be true, but it seems entirely credible to me. They've tried this sort of things in Montenegro just a couple of years ago. Alas and alack for Putin, without success. The 1,700 Russian soldiers may not sound significant, but remember just how small and poorly equipped the Moldovan army is. That's a formidable foe. But this might be a golden opportunity, the one time for Moldova to reclaim its sovereign soil. If the Moldovan army moved against Transnistria from the west and the Ukrainians from the east, they could finally do it. And they've got an ally in the shape of Ukraine. And Ukraine doesn't like having these Russian soldiers on their flank, on their western flank. So it'd be great if they could get rid of them. Of course, I'd like the situation to be resolved without bloodshed and the Russian soldiers to leave voluntarily, and then nobody would get hurt. And the Ukrainians also quite like to get their hands on tons of Soviet-era munitions, which are apparently in usable condition, stored in warehouses in Transnistria. So that's another factor. But the Kremlin was then accused of planning to attack Transnistria, and the president of this illegal breakaway, Transnistria, his putrid little statelet. He said that there was a plot to assassinate him the other day, and they arrested two men who had a Land Rover packed with tons of explosives, intending to blow up his motorcade. Now, I don't know if this is true or bogus. So there's quite a chance that the war might spread to Moldova. Now, NATO would not allow Moldova in. Moldova is not seeking to join NATO because, you know, some of Moldova is already illegally occupied by Russia. So in a sense, that's a success for Russia because they know that Moldova can never join NATO. Moreover, what can Moldova contribute to NATO? Very little, because it's so small. It's not wealthy, can't afford good armaments. So it wouldn't be really get benefit for NATO, but benefit for Moldova. It'd be a disbenefit for NATO indeed. Same with Georgia. Whilst Russian troops are illegally occupying Georgia, NATO will never allow Georgia in because that could so easily lead to a third world war. But if the Ukrainians did try and liberate Transnistria to help the Moldovans, ideally the Russians would see sense, would surrender, maybe an agreement could be worked out, conditional surrender, could be evacuated, flown to Belarus, and then go home to Russia, that way, something like that. And I would like to see Moldovan sovereignty restored to the whole country, and then the country would be free, and everyone would be happier. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. Goodbye.